Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition. Sorry, lots of day. Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, to our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping us in a coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and all those roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren, for hour number two. Good morning, Mr. Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge again?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words out there, folks, when we talk about the Pledge of Allegiance. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we got it, and we hope you get it, too. So there you go. And good morning to Richard and Marine. Hope you're doing well. Now, James Comey was on the Hill yesterday testifying. Well, he wasn't on the Hill. He did it by television, right?
That's right, yeah, remote. Yeah,
remote. And he was testifying to Lindsey Graham's committee. Now, he said he couldn't remember the claim that Hillary Clinton started the Russian controversy. Really? Really?
Right.
And he couldn't remember a whole bunch of stuff, remember?
Yeah, and he was taken to task for that kind of thing. You know?
Well, he should be, because he's a liar, and that's my opinion.
Well, Comey has been trying to sort of weave his way through this whole thing, and it should be noted, of course, that he was the one who, you know, wanted his friend at the New York Times or something to get the whole thing started, to get a special counsel going, and all this kind of stuff. But yet, you know, to sit there and say, well, I don't remember that or that kind of stuff, it just doesn't seem to ring true. The guy was, you know, charged with the FBI, for goodness sake.
Yeah. And something else that happened yesterday, of course, the Senate approved a bill to avoid the shutdown, sending it to President Trump for his signature. But we also heard Steve Mnuchin say that he's hopeful and that there has been some progress made in the conversations with the Democrats over the next virus stimulus aid compromise that's coming out. Now, the problem and the stumbling block right now is the Democrats want all the illegals to get the $1,200 stimulus check. I say no.
Yeah, this could be a real stumbling point. Even California, I think, had wanted to give stimulus to...
Yeah, that's $600.
Yeah. Exactly.
They did give them a stimulus, I thought, $600.
Yeah, exactly. And so what this means, though, of course, this is another roadblock, I guess, by the Democrats to not get this thing through. They could very easily get a stimulus out, but again, maybe their calculus is that they still think it's helping them, but it's not.
Well, the second part of the Democratic proposal was not just the stimulus checks for the illegals. It was no more deportations for the rest of the year.
Right. And again, this is Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat Party elite, again, trying to play chicken here, I suppose, while real people are actually having to, close their business or move away.
One of the things I heard yesterday at the local watering hole, the local restaurant where I stopped in to have breakfast, and about half the room was filled with Democrats, and I knew it because I wanted to find out what they were thinking about the debate. The other thing was they were asking me about the stimulus. So what do you think about the stimulus? We got to have that stimulus. They told us we were going to have a second stimulus, and we're not getting them. We're all looking for it because we got bills we got to pay, and we're behind, and we're this, and we're that, and all that sort of stuff. And, oh, by the way, one thing that expired last night in Florida was the governor's eviction protection. That expired, so now the landlords can go back into evicting and people out of their homes and apartments and doing foreclosures. That's back in the mix again.
Well, exactly. The catastrophe that is awaiting so many people and businesses, et cetera, across the country is just unbelievable.
I'm telling you, you're going to have people out in the streets within a month or two.
Precisely.
Because they're going to lose their apartments, they're going to lose their homes and living in their cars. You watch and see.
Precisely. Now ask yourself this. Whose thing does this really play into? Not the Republicans, certainly not Donald Trump, but the Democrat Party elite seems to kind of fit because they want more chaos.
And we know why, because here's what they did when we had this last problem with all the FHA houses that added up. Remember all the FHA houses that people foreclosed on because they couldn't make their payments and all that when they were just giving people loans that never should have gotten to begin with? Remember all that?
Right. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who do you think wound up with those homes?
Who's that?
Illegals.
Illegal aliens. Oh, well,
yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, they were given fancy-dancy acts, and some people bought them up as investment places, and then they moved in two or three different families into the homes, moved them into neighborhoods, kind of like what the Democrats were going to do by building their tenements and all that sort of stuff, their Section 8 housing in the middle of the suburbs and all that, which also went by the wayside, thank God.
Well, right, but again, you've got people who are literally on the brink. And talk about even just the psychological impact. I mean, we hear Joe Biden talk about sending out psychologists.
Yep.
What about the people who are experiencing this horrible stress?
And they're in Democratic-run cities.
Yes, very much so.
That's where this is going to hurt the most, folks. Democratic-run cities. Mark my word. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And I'm telling you, the Democrats have done such a great job in these blue cities. And blue states, they got to have a bailout. They got to have money. They got to bail them out so they can keep doing the same old, and get the same stupid result. No way, Jose.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. That bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha. And we're going to do our part to help people out with their stimulus plan of our own here. It's called Auto Glass America, because there's gold waiting in your windshield. If you give your windshield an inspection today, if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get a guaranteed $100 bill when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs. They'll give you a lifetime warranty on the car, the van, or the truck that you're driving. And Florida Comprehensive Insurance is required, too, if you get it done here in Florida. Because from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota and Port Charlotte, too, as well as other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim right there in the spot. Premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. And the phone number to call for this is 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And always remember to tell them that Captain Matt Bruce sent you for that $100, and that's your stimulus help from us. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. And everybody in the... Oh, wait a minute here. Hold it. Let me see. Let me find it. Okay, and everybody loved it. Here we go. Yep, there we go. Okay, everybody.
I love it. That's
yep,
great.
Okay, the crowd's going wild.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Now, again, folks, whether you watched the debate or didn't, we need to understand that Joe Biden and the crap that you heard out of him, well, I'm the candidate, and it's my party. I'm Joe Biden. I'm the Democratic Party, and all that sort of stuff that he tossed out there. And then he said, it's not the new Green Deal. It's the Biden deal. I'm the deal, and I'm the... I mean, what a lying crap. I'm just... It's unbelievable. And folks, you can't fall for this stuff.
No, and one of the things that I sort of see happening, Captain, is that Joe Biden is not dynamic. In the sense that...
Gee, what was the first proof of that? The railroad train trip?
Well, that, but But, you know, maybe many years ago, there was a different Joe Biden who existed as senator and then as vice president, perhaps. But this Joe Biden doesn't seem to be able to think on his feet or come up with new things. He seems to be sort of, you know, saying things that he's memorized or saying things that, you know, that he has already sort of gone over time and again, but it's nothing really new, and you don't feel like yet last night on the debate he was parrying with Trump or anything like that. In fact, he was getting frustrated a lot of the times, and that's when he would chuckle, laugh, look down and go, come on, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's just, there's nothing there that's dynamic with him.
Yeah, we're going to go over to the telephone lines. I think I know who's on the line here. Okay, let's start with this one. Good morning. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, yes, sir. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Great show, gentlemen. Real quick, sir, and you know, again, thanks for taking my call. The top of the first segment you started regarding with the former director Comey testifying.
Oh, yeah.
Front of the Senate, was it the Intelligence Committee or Judiciary Committee?
Yeah. Lindsey Graham. Yep.
I think. This is just my opinion, and I've been reading up on it and listening to stuff about it. I don't think a lot of people realize how ginormously huge that issue is regarding what happened. I know there's the people that are in the, you know, as I see, listeners and other fellow travelers, so to speak, have some general idea. But you have the director of the Central Intelligence Agency sending a classified memorandum to the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation,
right,
former James Comey, warning the agency, or requesting that the FBI, because the FBI performed the investigation, because the FBI is what, you know, performs domestic investigations. The CIA can't,
right,
do it. Basically, CIA is telling, you know, no uncertain terms, you need to look into this regarding Hillary Clinton and, you know, actual Russian collusion.
Sure.
Or the allegations of Russian collusion. Now, when an intelligence report comes out and says alleged, that means it's 99.9% going on. You know, they're going there to probably confirm that it is going on, not to see if it's going on, if that,
yeah,
makes any sense. So the Director of National Intelligence declassifies that memo and sends it to Senator Graham,
okay,
the day before the testimony, and people are not picking up on this. This is huge. That the event,
well,
has to say, there's been a,
Denise and I are going to pick up and elaborate on this. So if you're still listening, you're going to hear some stuff.
Yeah, Roger. That. I think this is humongous. This is probably the single biggest,
yep,
issue.
I agree.
Regarding domestic investigations,
okay,
of political parties in U.S. history.
I want you to participate in my poll because I got the phone lines loaded up here and I got to get to my next caller. Sure. Who won the presidential debate?
At a gladiatorial combat, it's going to be President Trump. Totally, absolutely, 110%. I think, respectfully, the former vice president, I think he was receiving aid and comfort.
Well, he could have been. There's something screwy about what I said.
Absolutely.
That. Yep. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Thanks.
Sure.
Thanks. All right. That's Eric in Seminole. Okay, Kyle. We got another caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Dan the Man from Lafayette, Indiana.
Well, listen to that. Where you been?
Oh, I've been all over the past couple.
You've been on a hiatus. That's what I told people. So what's up?
Well, what I wanted to say is historically, sitting presidents don't do well their first debate. Last night was an exception.
Oh, yeah.
This is what true democracy, raw democracy looks like, what you saw last night.
Yep.
If anybody wants to see what democracy looks like, watch C-SPAN late on Sunday night, and you get to watch the Prime Minister's question from the House of Commons.
Uh-huh.
And that is exactly what it looks like. That is where we inherited our democratic principles.
Yeah, they yell over people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They call each other names. It looks like they're going to get bare knuckle. And a lot of times they're laughing. They're all having fun. That's kind of what I saw last night.
Yeah.
But then again, you know, I don't even know why we have them. They're not really debates. We're not learning anything new. You know, we did quite well between 1960 and 1976, and then between 1860 and 1960. This is all made for television. Television thinks it's going to make money off of this. Though I think when they take into consideration streaming and social media from last night, I think that would have been a record number of viewers. But if you're just using television, you're kind of using an old, antiquated medium, and
well,
people probably 50 years or older
they had,
are watching.
Fox News Channel had 17.8 million viewers for the first Trump-Biden debate. It was not a record.
Yeah, it wasn't a record, but I'm... But cold cover, because if you look, if you go back to 2012, basically Mitt Romney mopped all three debates with Obama, Barack Obama. So you can win the debate and still lose the election.
Yep.
So, you know, you still got to get out. You still got to get
out. Now, what are you hearing? What are you hearing in Indiana?
You know, so much of local and statewide is bleeding into the national, because they're not going to campaign here. Neither Pence nor Trump are going to, because we're such a secure Republican state. I think there's a few small earthquakes in there because our Republican governor keeps extending the mask mandate, and people really resent that.
Okay, well, our governor is doing just the opposite right now. He's leaving the masks up to the highest local authority. And one of the counties where I'm going today, Manatee County, no more masks.
They tried that in Indiana. In a strange way, and the court said no. That has to be a statewide effort.
Now, before I let you go, who won the debate?
Oh, Trump. I think he hit more policy points. Biden was calling him a lot. There's a guy that needs the moniker Lion Joe.
He's the one that started it. He's the one that started with the yelling. That was Biden who said, "Till the election," like that, and that's all Trump had to hear.
I don't understand Democrats, because he said the same thing Hillary did 4 years ago. He had to duck sniper fire in Iraq on an official visit.
Yeah.
I would keep playing that over and over and over, because he lies as, you know what, one time Ted Kennedy on a hot mic, he didn't know it was on, said, "How do you know when Joe Biden's lying?" When his lips move.
Yeah, okay, I got to let that you go. But thanks a lot for the call, Dan. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, I will talk to you later.
Thank you. All right, that's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. And Kyle, how about that?
That's great. Good to hear Dan's voice again.
Yeah, he sounded, it sounded like he was on a different phone for openers, but that's good. Now, let me just throw this in here, because we're fixing to go to a hard break here, bottom of the hour. Senator Ted Cruz from Texas said that the moderator, Chris Wallace, was a whiny, petulant Biden backer. And my question is, will Chris Wallace ever moderate another presidential debate again? I say no.
Well, yeah, certainly not another one in this cycle for sure. But you never know. He does the Fox News Sunday. But again,
that's where he ought to stay.
Yeah, well, this wasn't a really good example of debate moderating, only because, you know, I think there were several opportunities he had, but he seemed to be more embroiled with the fight than anybody.
Yeah. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And, you know, America needs to wake up on China. Our representative yesterday here in Florida, Central Florida, Michael Waltz, had a comment to make about it, and that's going to be the topic of discussion again. And by the way, if you're coming to Tampa, the Tampa International Airport is now offering the COVID-19 testing, that 15-minute test where they can tell you in 15 minutes what the story is. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The yeas are 84, the nays are 10, the bill is passed.
Just hours before funding was to run out, the Senate has aligned with the House.
approving a measure that will keep the government running through December 11th. The bill now heads to President Trump for his signature. Over in the House, a new round of coronavirus aid has been postponed to allow more talks with the Trump administration on a more bipartisan plan. Earlier, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell expressed frustration that the package has been stalled again.
I've made it clear, and my colleagues have as well, that we would like to see another rescue package. We actually had a vote on one that included, by the way, coverage for pre-existing conditions. Just a few weeks ago, every single Democrat prevented us from moving forward with that bill.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends along with the Salem Conservative Summit. Now, I'm going to invite all of you to join me on Friday, October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota for the Salem Conservative Summit, which will feature some great conservative commentary from the likes of Larry Elder, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, Charlie Kirk, and yours truly as we get ready to keep America great in November. Now, the Trump train will roll on at the Salem Conservative Summit, October the 23rd at the Hyatt Regency in Sarasota. This is a VIP event with very limited seating, so you can reserve your seats today. Now, if something changes and they open it up, we're only limited to like 250 seats, which is about half capacity where we're going to be, and everything will be separated to 6 feet and all that stuff, unless something changes between now and the 23rd, which it could. We'll see. But you go to theanswertampa.com website or theanswersarasota.com website and get your tickets over there. And I look forward to seeing you there. And I also look forward to seeing a bunch of you today down at Mixon's Groveside Cafe at Mixon's Fruit Farms for Have Lunch with the Captain. I'll be there from noontime to 1:30. Looking forward to meeting my pals and my listeners down there that come out to see us every time we come down there. So that's Mixon's Fruit Farms Groveside Cafe right there in Bradenton, long time establishment. And I'm going to have a Captain's Club today. Now, Kyle, what about you?
That sounds like a that would be.
Can you get on the corporate jet and fly over here? You can be here by noon, right?
Well, I don't. It might be the corporate Cessna, I think.
Or the corporate balloon.
Or the balloon, or there is. I think there might be someone who has a sidecar I could get in or something.
All right, now I got a strange but true story. We keep talking about Portland, Oregon, right?
Right, yes.
We keep talking about the violence that just doesn't want to seem to go away at Portland. There's always something going on there, right?
That's right.
Well, of all things to happen, yesterday the mayor of Portland asked U.S. officials to end the federal deputization of the Portland City Police Department. Do you know why that mayor wants that done that way?
Well, basically what happens is this. If they're federally deputized, that means that anybody who assaults them or attacks them could be subject to federal charges. And that would be a workaround, from their point of view, from the Multnomah County District Attorney, I think, who doesn't want to, prosecute these people.
It's bring them in, and okay, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Out the door they go, and they're right back there the next night. They're the very same day, even in some cases, out there doing the same stuff again on the street. That's why this is being done. And to that I say, tell the mayor to go to hell.
Well, right, exactly. And again, because what has to happen, and this is points this up in very, very, stark reality, people think, if they think they can go out and do crime, assault police officers, and have no real consequence for that, generally speaking, well, that's just open season. We can't have that.
Now, there was something else that happened yesterday in Nevada for our listeners in Las Vegas and Reno. Hello, Las Vegas. Hope everybody's doing well there. A judge in Nevada in Las Vegas approved a total of $800 million in payouts for the Las Vegas shooting incident at the casino that night. Some 4,400 relatives are involved in this lawsuit and stand to share in the $800 million worth of payments. That was a horrific event.
It certainly was. I remember that terrible night. And basically, this $800 million... that will be paid out from MGM Resorts International and its insurers. I think another judge, if I recall correctly, has to decide how much money individuals get, and that might be a scale on terms of severity of injuries.
Right.
And on it goes.
And obviously the ones that died are the ones that get the most to begin with.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, and they're still... The girlfriend is, that thing hasn't come to trial yet. The girlfriend is still being held. They're still trying to get more information about that, and that's just a really weird case.
It really is. Yeah. It really is.
Now, in Kentucky, a Kentucky judge has delayed until tomorrow, Friday, the release of the secret grand jury recordings that the Breonna Taylor family attorneys wanted so they could hear and see if there were any improprieties done by the Kentucky state attorney general, and I don't think there were, but as a gesture, if you will, to try to get the people in Louisville to back down, they were going to release these transcripts so that they could see how the grand jury investigation went on and why the police officers were not in fact charged with murder.
Right. You know, generally speaking, you don't release grand jury transcripts because
never. They're secret.
That's right. And in this case, I think what they're looking at is trying to head off conspiracies or other
defuse.
Kinds of, pardon?
Defuse.
Yeah, defuse, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And because otherwise, there will always be this notion that there's some secret thing that why the police officers weren't charged and et cetera. This is a tragic situation, and will it defuse it? We will see.
Now, I got a question here from a listener. This is actually a statement and a question. It's from Jolie. I believe that's Jolie. That's Jolie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Jolie is in Saginaw, Michigan. Jolie is saying, why did Joe Biden play down Antifa's threat? Antifa is a terrorist organization, and he tried to call them nothing more than an idea?
Right, I think that had something to do with the FBI director, but generally speaking, you can't say it's an idea.
That was only part of what the FBI director said. He did not just call them an ideology, which is what the actual term was. He had more to say about them.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ideology that's being acted out by individuals, but nobody said that part.
Right. Well, precisely. But the president had a great response. If I recall, he said, well, you know, people that hit you over the head with a baseball bat, they're not an idea. They're actually doing something. And to say it's not an organization was a complete, total breakdown by Joe Biden. And again, it shows that either he's afraid of saying something or he really doesn't know.
Did you see again that the BET founder came out and said that he is voting against Joe Biden? And his exact quote, and this is a great one, he says, "I will take the devil I know over the devil I don't know."
Well, that's a great quote, I'll tell you that much. Well, because nobody knows what's going to happen with Joe Biden. For real, I mean, we have some idea of the weird policies and the Kamala Harris influence that will definitely be there and be very, very strongly felt.
Yeah.
But right, and Joe Biden, of course, I thought he alienated so many people when he said, "Hey, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black."
He alienated the black. He alienated his radical left people. You know, he said, "I don't support the Green New Deal. I support the Biden deal." He said that, I almost fell out of my chair.
Well, exactly. But that was because he was starting to get confused and flustered. He didn't know quite how to attack all that, and he just started falling apart.
And then he talked about the Bernie Sanders deal. He says, "Well, Bernie," you know, Chris Wallace said, "Well, Bernie Sanders wrote your whole health care plan, all this stuff." He says, "I don't support Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders supports me, and he supports, and I am the Democratic Party, and he supports my health care plan. I have the Biden health care plan." And I'm sitting there, I'm going, "You idiot. You idiot. You're alienating the very people that have put you where you're at right now." And that was strictly being an idiot on his part. And I don't think he was smart enough to realize what he did. But he kept saying, "It's me. I'm it. I'm the whole thing. I'm the ball." Yeah, right. That's why you're not going to be elected president, Joe Biden, because it is you.
Well, right. And see, that's another great example, Captain. I'm so glad that you brought this up, because it shows that Joe Biden, there's no nuance to his reactions to things. He can't hold any this bizarre coalition together, but because he doesn't know how to think on his feet.
At
one time he did, but not now.
He is not going to be healthy enough to last a whole term. Mark my words. You're talking about, and when next week when the vice presidential debate comes out, pay close attention. It'll be more reserved. It'll be more professional. It'll be more political. And you will hear point, counterpoint, back and forth. And I hope Mike Pence does what I think he's going to do. He's going to bury Kamala Harris with the own facts and figures of the way she voted in the Senate, the most liberal senator in the country.
Right. It will be a different kind of storm. The Pence storm will be not bombastic, but it will be very effective.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And he knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Somebody's asking me a question here. Let's see here. Is it true the debate commission is going to change the rules? Yes, they are.
Right.
We'll find out exactly what it is they're going to do, because they're going to announce it here before the next presidential debate, and possibly even a vice presidential debate, but I don't think you're going to have a problem with the VP debate. All right, Kyle, hold that thought, folks. We're going to check the highways and byways when we come back. There's been a couple of changes. We'll tell you about it. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, it's time for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stop closest to you. Pull in there. Tell them you were listening to Captain's America talk about them on my Radidio show. You'll get yourself a free cup of coffee and become a member of the Drivers Club, too. Get those points up there so you can get all kinds of free stuff and save some money on different things. And here we go.
Electric Light, Yellow Electric Light Orchestra, and that's Don't Bring Me Down, and that brings back some memories, and I'm going to put Kyle back into here. What do you think about that one?
You know, that's one of my favorite ELO records of all time, and I especially like at the very beginning, you can hear him counting it up. You'll hear him go one, two, you know, it's really cool in that intro before the whole thing gets going.
Alrighty, well, we got to tell you about the weather here, folks, for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report so the truckers can get through the night, and very warm and dry across the west today, turning quite cool over much of the eastern U.S. and especially up north. Now, unusually warm temperatures and continued dry conditions will again result in critical fire weather conditions over portions of California and the plains. Meanwhile, over the eastern states, you saw the president last night up in Duluth. They were all wearing their winter coats. Much cooler air will return in the wake of strong cold air, which is just settling in right now. Now, meanwhile, areas of heavy rainfall are expected to persist over South Florida, and we do have a tropical system that is brewing down there just off the Yucatan, and it looks like we've got a 70% chance of formation, and that little puppy's going to drift up into the Gulf, and where it goes from there, who knows? So, Kyle, take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Well, out west here in California, in Southern California, we've been having some triple-digit heat over the last day. Hopefully, it's going to go away very, very soon. We understand it's supposed to, but it feels like the dead of summer here in California. Everybody's turned their air conditioners on with the heat advisories and, of course, the air quality alerts that we have going on up in the Central Valley now, but, of course, encompassing Fresno, all the way up through Modesto, Oakland, Santa Rosa, San Francisco, and now we have a fire weather warning up near the Mendocino National Forest. It's up on the 101 if you're traveling up through Willits and parts there of Laytonville. And so also we've got air quality alerts coming there in southern Oregon near Medford, near Klamath Falls. If you're traveling up I-5, this has to do with wildfires in the area still. Also some atmospheric conditions that are going to contribute to poor air quality. Another one just east of Portland, Oregon. But, of course, over in Colorado, all the way over in Colorado, Captain, we've got air quality alerts. Again, the wildfires that are burning. These air quality alerts continuing from southern Wyoming and Laramie and Cheyenne all the way down the I-25 corridor to the border with New Mexico.
Yeah.
And that's what we're seeing out there tonight as far as the air quality alerts and heat advisories are going.
All righty, when we get up into South Dakota, I-29 from Sioux Falls on up about 100 miles north, you're going to have some rain, possible thunderstorms, definitely got some flash flood watches in there too. Also, the northwestern corner along I-80, Council Bluffs right there, Iowa, Omaha, Nebraska are included in this. And we do have some rain in upstate New York along the lee shore of Lake Ontario from Watertown down to Pulaski. Now some rain has popped up there from Buffalo over to Ripley right there in the Pennsylvania line on the I-90, the New York Thruway. There is some fog down along I-10 in the Houston area, down along towards the Gulf, towards Galveston. Patchy fog coming across New Orleans on I-10. Patchy fog coming across Mississippi. And that's because of the colder air that's coming across, mixing with the warm air. Now, we also have, and Kyle, you're looking at it too, down there off the coast of the Yucatan in the southwestern corner of the Caribbean, we have a system that is developing down there. Now, there is a 70% chance that this is going to become Tropical Storm Gamma. And within the next couple of days, and where it goes from there and what it does, nobody knows.
Well, that's right, Captain. And again, it is off the Yucatan there, I think also near Belize, I think, as well. So it's definitely...
It's stationary right now.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to watch it. The track it might take, again, we don't have any information on that. But it just simply shows that hurricane season is not really over yet.
No, and there's another system coming across the slot over in the eastern part of the Caribbean. And, of course, it's that time of the year, and the majority of the storms that form right now do come into the Gulf and do come straight up into the Gulf. So we'll see what happens. Now, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate that. And from Kyle Warren, we go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Okay, Comey, James Comey. He didn't know nothing. He didn't know nothing. He didn't know nothing. Yeah, I know. He didn't know nothing.
You know, that was really quite frustrating.
Embarrassing.
I came away from listening to that hearing saying to myself, Comey knew less than Mueller knew about the special counsel's office. I mean, the Russia case. It was really quite remarkable. I did, however, learn one thing, and it wasn't because of Comey, but it was more because of the hearing.
Yep.
And when it comes to the FISA warrants, and when they found that the filings of the FISA warrants had false information or not enough information in them,
yep,
in order to either one have them or get them renewed, there's something called the Franks hearing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you go in and correct them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the second time, the third time, the fourth time, they never bothered to do that.
Well, did he expose himself to the lies that we all know that we think he's telling?
Yeah. Senator Hawley, I think, did, and Cruz did both remarkable jobs in calling out his inconsistent testimony responses from previous testimony either to the House or in written testimony to yesterday. So what happens now? I have no idea. He's a former employee, so I doubt anything will happen. I don't know.
Well, it's amazing how nobody remembers anything, nobody knows anything, and they're never the ones that caused the problem, or they certainly don't want to acknowledge the fact that they were part of the problem.
Well, he's not going to do that. I mean, Comey's not going to do that. He's probably more dug in today than he ever was.
Well, we'll see what happens, and I'm hoping that they're able to move this pendulum up the scoreboard for a little bit, if you will. And, of course, didn't homeboy James Comey have to go brief the White House regarding the CIA request? That's a question. I think he did.
No, he doesn't remember. Yeah, he didn't.
He didn't brief the president any of this?
Well, he did, but he doesn't remember, certain inquiries.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about this on the other side, because we're getting a couple of questions, and one of the questions is, where was Attorney General Loretta Lynch in all of this? Yeah, there's a good question. Okay, we'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch as we go to the top of the hour break. We'll continue to do the news and then come back with our friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.